Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. What if the Omicron variant had a little brother? Kind of does. Scientists paying attention to a variant of the variant, Omicron relative BA2, found in Europe, few cases in the U.S. We'll get to know this one.
Ethical questions are being raised about a hospital refusing to perform a heart transplant until a man gets vaccinated for COVID. So far, he's refusing to get the shots, even as the hospital is balking at going through with the transplant.
And each time the restaurants have started to climb out of this pandemic, another variant arrives, new wave of infections. We'll hear from a restaurant owner.
Let's start, though, with BA2 and Omicron. With us is Robert Gary, professor of microbiology and immunology at the Tulane University School of Medicine. So, doctor, is the most accurate way to describe this as a kind of sub-variant of the variant?
Well, yes, you have the Omicron variant, and then this is another variant. It's split off into two different branches, basically.
And in terms of levels of concern, what do we know about it? What do we think about it?
Well, it's called a variant of interest in some places, like the UK. I'm not sure that the CDC has quite raised it to that level yet, but it's something to keep an eye on, but nothing to really be too concerned about. We've seen variants come and go.
So what makes this distinguished from a true variant? How does this differ than when Omicron emerged after we had Delta?
Yeah, so what we've seen is these variants, they come with a lot of different mutations, changes in the genome of the virus, the coding part of the virus. And so this variant, this BA2, is really a lot like Omicron. And, we're calling the original Omicron BA1. This is a subdivision of that one in terms of the mutations that it has. It has some of the original mutations, maybe a few more. But there's a lot of overlap.
Okay, and if there is that overlap, there might be reason to think on the whole it's not a whole lot worse than the one we've already got.
That's right. Some of the changes, we can't really predict. It's just a wait and see game.
Okay, so sort of in line with that, Pfizer today is saying that it is working at testing anyway now. It's specifically geared toward Omicron COVID vaccine, but they're saying that it would be about a month more before they have the tests done and they would have to produce all the vaccines. But the way the Omicron infection rate is going in this country, it does seem to have peaked in many parts of the country anyway. Is this a vaccine that's likely to ever see the light of day?
It depends on how long Omicron sticks around. We probably have a month or so or longer of Omicron and maybe some of its sub-variants coming at us. So, it's a good idea to make this vaccine in case it does hang out and we need it down the line. Whether it makes a difference or not down the line, we'll have to see. I mean, what the important point is that if you get the two doses of the vaccine plus the booster, you're at least protected against the most serious outcomes of Omicron. So, they've got something that works pretty well in the current vaccines. Introducing a new one, there'd have to be probably a pretty big difference.
Israel is doing the official recommendation for fourth shots for, older groups. Thoughts on that?
Sure. I mean, there are vaccines that we know in the past have required multiple doses. So it doesn't really surprise me too much that we're, seeing a situation where some countries are recommending a fourth dose of this vaccine. Omicron's pretty different than the original virus as it came out. And, so that little extra boost in the immunity does make a difference. So third dose, good. Maybe fourth dose, better. We'll have to see.
Robert Gary, professor of microbiology, immunology, the Tulane University School of Medicine.
A man who badly needs a heart transplant and was at the front of the line at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston is no longer eligible for the transplant. Why? Because he's not vaccinated against COVID.
Man's family protesting. So far, he's not budging, even though his very life could depend on it. Standoff raising all kinds of ethical dilemmas.
So with us is Dr. Peter Cortona, clinical professor of medicine and infectious diseases at UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine. Doctor, is this kind of a vaccination requirement a usual thing in transplant procedures?
Well, it's one side of the spectrum. There's the issue of individual rights versus the rights of the community, rights of healthcare workers, and self-protection. So it falls into that category of problems.
Transplant programs do come with requirements, though, right? You have to have certain vaccines for, immunity reasons, because after your body goes through this, you're pretty susceptible, I think, number one. And then number two, there's a whole bunch of lifestyle choices that you kind of have to line up with and be living as healthy as you can before you even are on the list to get something, right? You have to meet these criteria anyways.
Yeah, heart transplants are very complicated procedures. Lots of things can go wrong, from all kinds of opportunistic infections to rejection issues. And each facility that actually does these procedures is going to have a whole list of protocols to follow to be eligible to get the procedure done. One of those things in the protocol is to be vaccinated in a way they think is appropriate. And that's the issue here.
So is there a way around this? Because from an ethical point of view, there's an apparent fix for this particular gentleman, which is a new heart. And yes, there are risks, I guess, as you just pointed out, certain infections and maybe being vaccinated against COVID is a medically good and sound idea. But in an imperfect world, which certainly we are all living in, does there come a point where doctors have an obligation to say, well, okay, without this heart, you're going to die in all probability and soon, so we'll take the risks if you don't want to get the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a complicated process. There are protocols to follow. And without being vaccinated, your risk of failing with a new heart is also much higher. There aren't enough hearts to go around to begin with. So you have to be selective in terms of making sure that everyone who gets a heart is going to be optimized to survive that procedure as long as possible.
Right. It's not just about the body that it's going into, right? It's that the organs are scarce. So if we're, basically going to give it to somebody who has a poorer chance of living than others, then we don't want the heart to, not that it would go to waste because it's going to continue this person's life potentially, but we don't want to lose out on the heart living in someone longer than this other person. Is that kind of along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many factors here. What is the downside of taking the vaccination? What is the upside of taking the vaccination? Huge, huge chasm difference between those things here. But I think ultimately the institution has the right to demand its protocols be followed.
Well, I guess the thing that I have when I heard about this story earlier, difficulty getting my head around, is that, that here you have a patient who is clearly willing to undertake the risks of a heart transplant, but not a COVID vaccination. I find that odd. Do you?
Very bizarre. I mean, the way these things have kind of rolled themselves out is hard to understand or appreciate. It makes no sense at all. The procedure is far, far riskier than taking the vaccination.
Dr. Peter Cotona, clinical professor of medicine in infectious diseases, UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine. Short break, and then restaurant owners have been battered and bruised 2 years of this pandemic, and heading into the third year, they've got the financial scars to prove it.
There is arguably no segment of the economy that's taken a bigger financial beating from the COVID pandemic than restaurants. Restaurants have dealt with both the biggest retreat of customers and some of the most persistent COVID infection outbreaks among employers.
California Restaurant Association finding nearly 90% experienced a decline in customer demands for indoor on-premises dining in recent weeks. More than half have had to reduce the hours.
Greg Smith is co-owner of the Smith Brothers Restaurant Corporation that's based in Pasadena. Given this surge of infections and all that's come before it, how are you guys holding up after 2 years of this?
2 years has been an awfully long time. You know, you're up and down and up and down. You're open, close, furlough, hire back, furlough, hire back. Don't wear a mask, wear a mask. Don't wear just one mask, wear two masks. It's been maddening, but we're all about the safety of our guests and the safety of our staff. And we are keeping our place sanitized and extremely clean. And we're just trying to make it through all this.
What about workers? Can you find any?
Workers have been a big problem. It's a constant struggle. We're fairly well hired up now, but it's taken a long time to get there. That's been a big issue.
What about like keeping the shifts the way they're supposed to be staffed, given, you know, the last month you've had people calling out, they get sick, they got to stay home for the week, right?
Oh yeah. And, you know, and then we're down one, or then we're down two, and then we have to maybe close a station or two. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. I'll tell you that for sure. Or, you know, or our fellow restaurateurs, fellow retailers. It's been a tough situation for everyone.
I would imagine you can't plan really anything, can you? Because you don't know if, you know, the Omicron variant's going to go away and another variant's going to come back, or if, you were mentioning we went from one masks to more significant masks, and maybe the next step will be everyone should be in a hazmat suit. How do you plan?
Well, now, as of, I think, the 17th of this month, everyone is in an N95 or a KN95, And I guess, to my knowledge, those are surgical masks. And so all of our staff are wearing the 95s.
In terms of, you know, customer volume, the diners coming in, have you seen that? Do you think people are just kind of spooked because we're in the middle of the surge, and then maybe you're hoping, let's just get further into February and people will be feeling better about coming out to eat again?
Yeah, our business is definitely down since the Omicron. So we're just trying our best to follow the rules and just kind of hang in there.
Do you ever wish you're in a different business?
Well, I've only been doing this for 50 years, my brother.
He's going to stick with it.
So it's too late now to change.
Right. It's a little too late now to change.
All right.
But you know, yes, we have been affected. No question about it. Have we been, you know, affected tremendously? Probably not. But it certainly isn't pleasant.
All right. Well, we're glad you're hanging in. Greg Smith, co-owner of the Smith Brothers Restaurant Corporation, based in Pasadena.
We end today's podcast with cannabis and COVID. There are some preliminary data. It's very preliminary from lab studies. It suggests that CBD and other marijuana derivatives could combat the coronavirus, but definitive answers, they're only going to come from clinical trials. But even those scant early findings will likely be enough for CBD and marijuana producers to launch a full-on marketing blitz claiming their products will help you beat COVID. Now, technically, CBD makers cannot make the claim that pot will stop COVID without a sign-off by the FDA, but we're already starting to see some marijuana companies tiptoe around those rules in order to promote CBD's power, or alleged power anyway, against COVID. So don't believe the hype about CBD and COVID, at least not yet.
You can find this Odyssey original on the Odyssey app, the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.